Rodeo Charter Schools and the Charter Schools of San Diego. I'm Len Herring, Chairman of the Board, and will facilitate this meeting. We've just taken a roll call, but I'll do it again just to make sure. When I call your name, please provide the group a brief introduction, which is not required today, and members of the public. I don't see any other members of the public on the site at the moment. So we'll just keep a watch on what's there. So myself here, Scott Martin.
Present.
Jim Hernandez.
Right here, bedroom.
Yep, Steve McNulty, and Steve is excused, and Barbara. We have Barbara.
Here.
Okay. So we have a quorum established. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.3?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Excuse me for interrupting. We need to conduct the roll call, the voting via roll call. So you'll have to call everybody's name and ask for their position, aye or nay.
Oh, okay. All right. I got that. I forgot we have to do that because of the virtual. Okay. So myself is an aye. Scott?
Aye.
Jim?
Aye.
Barbara?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. We'll take the time. I hope everybody has one of them close by, but we'll stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all. Okay. Item 1.5 is the approval of the agenda. So the agenda, do I have a motion to approve item 1.5 with the recommendations from Mary Bixby?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? For all, we'll conduct again roll call. Aye. For myself, Scott.
Aye.
Jim.
Aye.
Barbara.
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 2.0 is public comment. There are no agenda public comments. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker. And this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. I see no public logged in and present. We'll move to item 2.2. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Again, not seeing any public logged in. We'll assume that there's no public present. We'll move on to closed session. Note the time, beginning of closed session, 9:21. Okay. And who is leaving?
I have everyone muted. If you could turn off your cameras, and then I'm going to call you on the cell numbers that I had sent out with the email. So if you give me 2 minutes, thank you.
I'm back online. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mary, we can hear you.
I can. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I love your sign, Angela.
That was freaky. It's like you kind of appeared out of the sign.
I know, really.
Just give me one moment. I'm going to turn that background off. Thank you. Okay, I think we're ready.
Len, you're on mute.
Oops. Okay, so we start with 3.3. I report the actions taken during closed session, and we will report the particulars of this in section 6 of today's meeting. So moving on administratively, the 4.0, board members, 4.1 is board member term ending the 30th of June. Barbara Pelosi, Mary, is there anything that we need to discuss here?
Well, we had hoped to have a big party for Barbara Pelosi.
Yeah.
Barbara has been so significant in helping build and develop the charter school. Actually, more than once, because we've replicated. So she's had her hand in Altus and in moving us. And I have to say she's been a great friend and colleague all these years and will continue to be. Barbara's husband is not doing well. In terms of health, and she is, of course, a super caretaker and a loving wife and mother. So she is committing herself to those tasks now and taking a rest from our board. So thank you, Barbara, for all that you've done. Angela is holding up a star. I don't know if you can see it, Barbara. There it is. Is Barbara on you?
Yeah.
It is. You are a star, and it's just a small little token to commemorate the many, many years of service. We love you very much, and if there's anything we can do to support you, as I shared with you in my email this morning, staff's here. I know the board's here. We are here for you, so God bless you, and thank you very much.
Okay, and I want to echo those sentiments. Barbara, since I've been involved with this organization, you've been there, and your guidance and input has been invaluable in almost every level of conversation, both from your past experience, your experience on the board, your friendship and help that you've provided for us all is much appreciated. We wish you the best. Our prayers are with you and with your husband as you take on this now new and a little more challenging role specific. We wish you the very best. And again, thank you so much for all of your support and help. So again, if you have anything, Barbara, that you'd like to add, please take a moment to. No? Okay. We'll move on to 4.2, and that's the acceptance of the resignation letter of Jim Hernandez. And Jim, it was shocking to see, but I fully understand at this point in our lives, we are all looking for the next opportunity, and you're going to move to Florida. It's going to be a little bit tougher. But Mary, is there anything you need to add to this?
Absolutely. I know it was way too short that he was on our board. Jim and I had both hoped for the long term. So he is a tremendous supporter, and I know he's going to continue to be an advisor. He's been a Vistage brother as well as a board member. And have shared so much wisdom and so much just strategic thinking. And I can't thank you enough, Jim, for all that you've done, but I'm not going to let loose of you. I got your phone number. So we're in communication a lot, and he has a real depth of understanding. Angela's holding up a star for you, too. You see your star? You're going to get that star.
There we go.
But thank you. You're a very wise man and a brilliant business person, and I can't thank you enough.
Okay. For the resignation, while we don't have a chance to say no, I need a motion to accept the resignation of Jim Hernandez.
So move.
Can you make a motion on your own resignation?
Oh, I'm sure that something someone says I probably can't.
I move to approve.
There we go. I have a second. All those in favor, we have to take a roll call. Myself, yes.
Scott, aye.
Jim, yes.
I say yes, or am I supposed to abstain? I don't know.
Barbara. Are you there, Barb?
I think Barbara's still on the phone call.
Or muted.
All right, you're muted.
Okay.
There you go. Good. All right. And then the next. So I have the motion passes. And again, Jim, we wish you the very best. You've been a great supporter, and a lot of sage advice has come through the dialogue over the course of the years. So thank you again, and stay in touch. As Mary said, she'll keep your phone and phone number close.
Always look forward to that.
Never get out of reach.
No, not from Mary.
And then we have a 4.3 is consider approval of a new board member. New board member is Eric Feinfutter, effective 1 July 2020 through June 30th of 2022. I believe everybody saw the resume. Mary, if you have anything else that you'd like to add at this point. Okay, a lot of feedback.
I recommend approval.
Okay, everybody get an opportunity to review the documents provided. Okay, good. I think it'll be a good addition. For all those in favor, do I have a motion to accept Eric Schweinfutter as a nominee?
So moved.
Okay. So do I have a motion? Therefore, we'll conduct.
We need a second to the motion.
I think Barbara seconded.
Second, okay.
Yeah. So myself is an aye.
Barbara's an aye.
Okay, Scott.
Aye.
Jim.
Aye.
Okay. And then 4.4, the motion passes unanimous. 4.4 is posting for vacancy of the board parent representative, update on prospective school webpage and RCs on January 8th, 2020. Deadline to submit applications April 8th, 2020. Can we get an update on that one, Mary?
We haven't had any applications. Of course, we're eager to consider any applications. These are difficult times for our parents,
yeah.
Very difficult times. And I'm not sure that anyone is too receptive taking anything else on other than survival mode is where I think our parent community is at right now. But we will keep trying. We're very committed to bring a parent on board.
Okay. 4.5, consider approval of the 2020-2021 board meetings. The dates are there as posted. Do we have any additional information on this topic?
None.
Okay. Do I have a recommendation for or a motion to approve?
Motion to approve, Barbara.
Second.
Second, Scott.
Very well. All those in favor?
Aye.
Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
Jim?
Aye.
Barbara, aye.
Aye.
Okay. 4.6, consider approval of the dashboard alternative school status, the DAS application renewal, and the DAS eligibility certification 2020-2022. We have 4.6.1 of the Odeo Charter Schools, 4.6.2 is the Charter Schools of San Diego. Mary, do you have any comments?
Do you have any comment on that?
Yes, we have begun the process to get recertified for the dashboard alternative school status with the California Department of Education. This recognized that we serve a unique population. 70% or more of our students fall into a variety of high-risk categories. The two highest for us generally are credit deficiency and transiency, meaning they've moved from two or more high schools in their high school career. So this puts us on a different accountability path than traditional schools and kind of recognizes the unique population we serve. In order to do that, we must apply every 3 years for the recertification. And so this year is our year for our term is up. And so we meet the eligibility again. Odeo is about 72.4% high risk and CSSD is 73.4%. So this recognizes the unique population that we serve. And we've submitted the applications to the state as part one. Those numbers have been approved. And the second part is to get local board approval today's meeting. And then we'll submit the rest of the documentation for final approval to the CDE.
Wow. In the throes of what's happening today, those numbers are a beacon of hope. I see them as a huge beacon of hope that you can have a student population that is way in excess of anything that you might imagine at risk with our graduation rate and success rate, what it is. You guys have just done an incredible job. There is such a difference in what you represent and what I hear being represented external to this operation. So, very well done. Do I have a motion for approval of the?
So moved, Scott.
Second, Barbara.
Barbara. Roll call, myself is a yes. Scott?
Aye.
Jim?
Aye.
Barbara?
Yes.
Okay.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. 4.7, consider approval of emergency school closure policy. Mary, can we have a staff report?
Do you want me to say something, Mary? Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. This is a policy that we are requesting, recommending to the board to approve, that in the event of the occurrence of catastrophic events, the president and CEO or her designee shall have the authority to close the school or one or more of the facilities.
Yeah. Okay, did everybody get a chance to read through? I think the policy is pretty straightforward. Obviously, from an operational perspective, the authorities are in the right place in the policy. They are not delegated to someone who's not accountable for the process itself or for the health of the organization. So I think that the policy is good as it's written. Any comments or discussion?
No.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second, Jim. Roll call, aye. Mine is a yes. Scott?
Aye.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a unanimous. 4.8, consider approval of the employee COVID-19 prevention policy. Mary, do we have anything, or Lynn?
I think it's self-explanatory. You have a strong background. You know what's required. And of course, this is the result of many resources that we've used.
All subject to change.
Yeah. Mary, the one thing that I wanted to, are you providing a no-touch thermometer at every site?
We've actually ordered, I think they're called infrared.
Infrared, yeah.
And we just really did not want to commit a staff person to be right there on top of it at the door every minute. And so they are expensive. We had a challenge getting them because hospitals are wanting to use them. But I believe they're scheduled to come in within the next couple months. But it was an expenditure of about $200,000 because we have 44 sites. And so one, you know, we needed one at least for each site for the entrance. But it is a basic assumption on our part that this is going to go on for a while. Mm-hmm. So at least for the year, and if not beyond, it would, it's a good safety precaution. Okay. So we felt that it was an investment that would put both parents and staff at ease.
Yep.
And if I may add, Admiral Herring, this policy will automatically terminate at the end of this 2020-2021 school year unless the board desires to extend this.
Yeah, and that'll be based upon the governor's direction. So if we're not into stage four, we'll need to continue the policy because the conditions under stage three will still be applicable. So, yeah, okay. A motion to approve.
So moved. Scott?
Second. Jim?
Okay. Roll call. Myself, yes. Scott?
Aye.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Okay. 4.9 is consider approval of the student COVID-19 prevention policy. Again, pretty self-explanatory. Do we have any comments from staff? Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Barbara?
Second. Scott?
Scott? Okay. All those in favor, myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Motion approves. Motion is approved unanimously. Consider approval of the annual audit multi-year contract. Mary, do we have a staff report?
I will do the report, Admiral Herring. Wilkinson Hadley and King, or WHK, is the auditor of our school for many years now, and they are in the approved list of the CDE to audit charter schools. Also, in the their proposal, it is indicated that they participate in the AICPA, which is your American Institute of Public Accountants, for a peer review program. What it does is they provide their audits for their clientele, and the peer reviewer conducts the audits if they really perform the audit with a high quality control. And a copy of the peer review is on page 46 of 227. The proposed contract price is indicated on page 59 of 227. And this amount include the audit for the two schools, which is Odeo Charter School and Charter School of San Diego, which includes financial statement audit, the state compliance audit, and the federal compliance audit, for a total price of $15,000 for fiscal year 2021 and $15,500 for 21-22 fiscal year and $16,000 for 22-23 fiscal year. The fee for the tax preparation for the corporation that includes the activities of both schools, the two schools, is $1,000 for each fiscal year, and there's no increase in the three fiscal years in 2021, 22, and 23. The current contract price for the audit of the fiscal years, which is from 2017 through 2019-20, which is the current contract right now that we have with them, which the price was provided to us 4 years ago. The current contract price for 1920, this fiscal year 1920, is $13,000. So they are requesting for an increase of 2,000, which is about 15%, and a 3% increase annually from 21-22 to 22-23. The tax preparation currently is $950, and they're increasing it to $1,000, which is about 5% increase. And the reason why they're seeking increase, because the auditors are consuming more time now. The during the 2012-2013, the state audit guidelines there's only 20 state audit programs. But for the 2021 fiscal year, the California increased it to 32. So from 20 state audit programs, it's now increasing to 32 state audit programs, which really is because there's a lot of statutes and mandates that is required now for charter schools. That is the result. And which, if you take the mathematical calculation for that, this means that from 12-13, which is about 7 years, it's about 55% increase in the programs for charter schools. The federal audit guidelines have also increased from 2015 to 2016. And therefore, the audit firm, they spend additional 30% of their audit time to meet the documentation's requirement by the federal. As well as everyone knows, minimum wages and wages are increasing and benefits costs are rising. That is one part of the audit, which is the financial, the state, and the federal compliance. For those board members that are like new, I'm talking about less than 10 years. For the past 10 years, our schools implemented an audit of every single student records in our program as far as independent study compliance. And for that many years now, for over 10 years, the audit fee for every teacher that they audit about 40 student records all through the years is $100 per teacher. Now they're requesting to increase it to $125 if it's a paper testing, and if it's online, it's $150. And we recommend for the board to approve this contract.
Thank you, Lynn, for your thorough report. Based on that background, we feel that the price is extremely reasonable. And the reason that I think they make an effort at keeping it reasonable, even in spite of the raise, is that the records given over to them are in an extraordinary, well-organized and a thorough approach, as you know. And so they comment on that frequently. And the result year after year is that we have no exceptions. And they scrutinize. So they are very top flight. They scrutinize our records, but they do acknowledge that we do a very good job of it. So kudos to Will and to Lynn for that, all of that work. We recommend approval.
Okay. I do have to say that I'm shocked that it's as low as it is,
right,
recognizing that they've added, I think you said 12 new areas of review. That's a fairly significant addition based upon the changes. So
a good price.
A good price. I wish maybe I'm going to switch over firms. Maybe I can get a better price for my audit. Do I have any further discussion on this particular subject?
None.
Do I have a motion to approve the contract?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Motion passes, unanimous. 4.11 is the president's report. Mary, if you would.
Yes. Thank you. And thank you all for being here today. I know you're all very busy. In reference to the COVID report, I think our policies are self-explanatory. I won't belabor it. I just want to remind you that we have never closed during this whole time. From day one, we've been operating at full speed and working with delivering instruction that is credit-driven. So students have been earning credits the whole time and will continue to do so. In terms of graduation update, we postponed graduation to September, and we have reservations for, we've already shared our September dates with you, but things, I don't know how things are going to go for the next 2.5 months. So that may require another postponement. I don't know. Right now, things aren't looking great because we're getting little hot spots everywhere. And that is not promising. So our update is wait and see. We have the reservations. We have the dates. We will proceed if at all possible with the distancing and all. But it's not looking good at this point. And that would be so disappointing to everybody, certainly the graduates and the school community and the teachers. The teachers so look forward to graduation. They work so hard. But there are thousands and thousands of students that are suffering that hardship. We have considered other things like drive-by graduations, and I have witnessed drive-by graduations in other places, and it's lacking. We have students, remember, that are individual students. It's not like there's a huge class camaraderie that our kids are looking forward to. What it is just the honor and not just but the honor and recognition of their work. So it's something to struggle with, and we continue to do that, but we will keep the board informed. That is the end of my president's report, unless there are anything I can address or any questions.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mary. And I realize how difficult this has got to be, but and I appreciate you keeping us informed of where we're going and what we plan on doing for the students in this time. Okay, so we have moving on to 4.1.2, strategic plan update. 4.12.1 is the Odeo Charter School.
Those are our standard participation reports that you receive every year, I mean, every meeting. And there is no additional comment.
Then we get moved to 4.12.2, which is the Charter Schools of San Diego. The same goes for those items as well. And there's no action on those items. So moving on, 5.0 is the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine. So do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved, Jim.
Second, Scott.
So they will be items 5.1.1 through 5.1.5. And I have a motion to approve. Roll call. Myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Motion approves. Consent agenda is approved. Action item 6.1, consider approval of compensation comparability study for the executive director. Mary, is there a staff report that needs to be provided?
No.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second, Jim.
Okay, roll call, myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
And Barbara?
Yes.
6.2 is a requirement. Read the board chair. As to the next item regarding approval of the executive director's employment agreement, I am required by law to indicate prior to any vote on the employee employment contract that the contract has a term of 5 years beginning July 1st, 2020 and ending on June 30th, 2025 and provides the following. One, the base annual salary as indicated in the employment contract with an annual increase of 3%. Two, participation is designated employee health and other benefit programs and plans are provided to the school's certificated employee. And three, a work schedule of a minimum of 248 days annually at 0.60 FTE or 60%. I would also note that the annual salary is wholly in keeping with the compensation comparability study the board has received. Moving on to section 6.3, consider approval of the executive director's contract. Do I have a motion to approve the contract?
So moved, Scott.
I have a second.
Second,
Jim.
I have a second from Jim. Roll call, all those in favor, myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Okay. Item 6.4 is action items specific to the Odeo Charter School. 6.4.1, consider approval of the 2019-2020 COVID operations written report. Are there any comments?
No additional comments from staff.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve 6.4.1?
Move to approve.
Scott.
Barbara. Scott. All those in favor, me, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Steve? Or Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Very well. Motion passes. Item 6.4.2, consider approval of the second interim report, FY 19 and 20. Mary, are there any reports or recommendations?
Are there any we recommend approval. Lynn, do you have any comment on it?
This is the usual, the actual mandated financial reporting to the state and the authorizer. This is, you're comparing your budget and your actuals for revenues and expenditures, which is from the July 1st to January.
Okay.
Yes.
Do I have a motion to approve item 6.4.2?
So moved, Scott.
Scott, second?
Second.
Well, a roll call. All those in favor, myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Motion is unanimous, approved. Item 6.4.3, review the FY 2019-2020 May revised budget assumptions and consider approval of the 19-20 May revised budget. Mary, is there a report or Lynn?
Recommend approval. Lynn, do you have anything on it?
Yes, just wanted to inform the board that this May revised, normally when we report the May revised is the actual P280A from July 1 through school month 10, which is about March 10 or through April 15. But because of the COVID-19 and the issuance of the Senate Bill 117, our ADA that we reported is from July 1 through February 29 only, which means that we experienced a decrease in revenue. And this may revise also includes a special funding, which is for your ESSA, which is the school improvement CSI funding, a one-time funding of about $174,545. As you know, we were not able to report our ADA generated from March, the whole month of March, which is normally for our program independent study. That's where we see the increase of the students is from January through April. And as such, normally we put a reserve of 3% in our budget. With this budget, we were able to put only 2.78% reserved for Odeo Charter School, and the expenditures is about 63% of the revenue.
Okay, thank you. That's still, it's still pretty good. 2.78% as opposed to 3%. So I think we're in good shape. Do I have a motion to approve item 6.4.3?
Move to approve.
Second, Scott.
We will roll call. Myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes, I'll be right back.
Barbara?
Yes.
Excuse to go out. Okay, we'll pause for a moment.
You know, let me say something about Joseph, because he just had his 37th pint of blood the other day. Oh, did she mute us?
No, you're on, Barbara.
And if anybody is willing to give blood, to donate blood, and not in his name, but to donate it to for Kaiser. So if you go in and give blood, all you have to do is say, credit Kaiser with the blood, and it goes to them.
Okay, good. I'm a multi-gallon donor, so yeah, when time comes. Okay, so we're in 6.4.5. Consider approval of the FY 2021 Education Protection Account, EPA resolution and expenditure. Anything else?
Lynn, you excuse me, we're at 6.4.4.
Oops.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry, 6.4.4, review of the 2020-2021 preliminary operating budget assumptions and consider approval of the 2020-21 preliminary operating budget.
Yeah, I think the basic assumptions are pretty clear. We recommend recommendation. Are there any short comments on that, Lynn?
This budget is based on a 637.03 ADA. And we also included, normally we don't include until we receive the funds, but there's a likelihood that we are going to receive this fund under the CARES Act. So ODEA is receiving about $93,074. And on the budget assumptions, which we provided to the board on the narratives, please, we provided you the COVID-19 impact, which is self-explanatory. And I just wanted to put a caveat. There's an AB 77 that is going on right now. We don't know if it will be approved, and most likely it will be approved. And if that's the case, normally we presented a revised budget in February, but with that AB 77, we might have to go back to the board and present a revised budget in October.
Okay. Understood. We'll stand by, and hopefully that legislation resolves itself. Is there anything else that we need to talk about here? Or do I have a recommendation or a motion to approve?
So moved, Scott.
Second?
Second.
Myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Okay. 6.4.5, consider approval of the FY 2021 Education Protection Account Resolution and Expenditure Plan. Any comments from staff?
There's no, it's self-explanatory, and we recommend approval.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve 6.4.5?
Move to approve.
Second, Scott.
Very well. Take a vote. Myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
6.5, action items specific to the Charter School of San Diego. 6.5.1, consider approval of the 1920 COVID-19 operations written report. Anything that we need to know here?
It's very similar to a Adeo Charter School. The February revised P2 ADA of 1,692 and the May revise is 1,659 because as a result of that SB 117, we are not able to capture any ADA that was earned in March.
Okay.
Are we able to approve 6.5.1 through 6.5.5 given their similarity?
I think we have to go through each one of them separately because they are separate items.
Cool.
So if I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Or a motion to second.
Scott, second.
Roll call myself. Yes. Scott.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Barbara.
Yes.
Consider approval of the second interim report, FY19-20. Comments?
Recommend approval.
Very well. Lynn, anything particular?
No, it's same as Odeo Charter School.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Scott.
Scott, second.
Second.
Take a vote. Myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Review of the FY19-20 May revised budget assumptions and consider approval of the FY19-20 May revised budget. Staff?
It's very similar to Oday Charter School that there was a reduction in the P2ADA because of that SB 117.
Yeah, it's self-explanatory in the notes. Okay, do I have a motion?
Motion to carry.
Second?
Second, Scott.
Okay. A vote, myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Review of 6.5.4, review of the 2021 preliminary operating budget assumptions and consider approval of the FY2021 preliminary operating budget. Any comments from staff?
I just wanted to, I forgot to mention when we were doing the Odeo, that the preliminary budget for both Odeo Charter School and Charter Schools, we implemented a freeze in the salaries. So salaries are frozen. And because of that, in order to balance the budget, as you know, because of that, we were able to reduce the budget by 804,320 by freezing the salary. And the classified salary steps are about average 5% in between the steps, the salary schedules. And for teachers, it's about 3 to 3.7%. And as a result, we free up the budget by 804,320.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That's a lot. Okay, do I have a motion?
Motion.
Is that Scott?
Yes.
Okay, second?
Second.
Barbara. All those in favor, myself, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
6.5.5, consider approval of the FY2021 Education Protection Account Resolution Expenditure Plan. Any other comments here?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Jim.
Second, Scott.
Second, Scott. All those in favor, myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
Jim?
Aye.
Barbara?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to item 6.0, announcements and comments. Do I have any comments or announcements by members of the board or public or attendees? I'm sorry.
And just for the record, you said 6.0, it's 7.0, Len, just because it's being recorded.
Oh, 6.0 is the comments. 7.0 is adjournment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then I was following it wrong.
It's okay. We're going to move on to 7.0. Having no comments, I will provide comments just quick before we move to 7.0. Again, I want to thank Barbara and Jim for all your tremendous support. And we do wish you the very best. And I want to say a special compliment to staff. Gary, you and the team are amazing. And it's such a thrill to watch the organization provide the services that it is providing to our students in the community. So I'm proud to say that I'm part of this organization, and you guys are doing an amazing job.
It hasn't stopped from day one.
No. Okay, now moving on to 7.0. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Jim?
Second.
So the retirees are Jim on a first and Barbara on a second. All those in favor? Aye.
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 So, aye.
Scott, Jim, Barbara.
Thank you so
okay.
Much.
Thank you so much, everybody. And great job putting this together. There's a lot of work went into this.
Thank you, Angela. Yay.
300 some odd pages worth. Well done. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Stay safe, everybody.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Is now exiting.